This is the VOA Special English Development Report. Humanitarian aid groups have promised to continue their work in Afghanistan after militants murdered 10 medical aid workers August 5th. Officials say the 7 men and 3 women worked for the Christian Aid Group International Assistance Mission. They were returning to Kabul after a trip to Nuristan province to provide medical care and supplies. Those killed were 6 Americans, 1 German, 1 Briton, and 2 Afghans. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack. It accused the aid workers of being spies and spreading Christianity. Violence against aid workers has increased in recent years, even though international laws are supposed to protect them. 17 aid workers have been killed in the first half of this year in Afghanistan. 19 others have been kidnapped. In Pakistan, 7 aid workers from the Christian group World Vision were killed during an attack on their office in March. Officials believe militants were responsible for the attack. The Humanitarian Policy Group has been studying violence against aid workers for more than 10 years. The group released its latest report on the issue last year. Abby Stoddard works with the international research group Humanitarian Outcomes. She helped write the policy group report. The report says that in 2008, 260 humanitarian aid workers were killed, kidnapped, or seriously injured in violent attacks. This was the highest number of incidents since the group began doing the research 12 years ago. Mrs. Stoddard says more than 60% of the incidents took place in 3 countries.
There has been a rather significant increase in major attacks against aid workers, but this has been driven by the extreme violent environments centered in just about 3 countries, Afghanistan, Somalia, and Sudan, particularly the Darfur region of Sudan.
Sri Lanka, Chad, Iraq, and Pakistan also had many cases of violence against aid workers. Abby Stoddard says ongoing conflicts in the countries increase the risk of violence against aid workers. Mrs. Stoddard called the recent murders in Afghanistan horrific, but she said they are not uncommon. She says incidents involving nationals instead of foreigners do not get the same level of attention. And that's the VOA Special English Development Report, written by June Sims. You can comment on this report at our website, voaspecialenglish.com. And you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at VOA Learning English. I'm Steve Ember.